You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are joined by Matt Tortora, co-founder and CEO of ClaraStream, a provider of solutions built to offer online retailers a faster, easier, more efficient method of uploading and managing their product information. Matt, certainly a privilege to have you a part of e-commerce radio on EPN.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So in an online world that is rapidly evolving, what are some of the biggest challenges retailers selling online face today?
Well, you know, really what we're seeing is there's become a fairly low barrier to entry and a strong shift in the way that product supply chains operate, which has really resulted in the e-commerce space becoming very commoditized. So many retailers are selling products that essentially dozens of other retailers are selling at the same time and at the same or even lower price points, which makes it incredibly difficult to create any type of differentiation or strong profit margins. And additionally, the growth and popularity of third-party marketplaces and comparison shopping engines like Amazon and eBay has really magnified these challenges for many retailers.
And what can smaller retailers with fewer resources do to grow and compete with some of the giants of online retail, such as the Amazons and Overstock.com?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are several things that come to mind when you look at what a smaller retailer who has very limited resources can do to give themselves an edge and ultimately a chance to survive against the quote-unquote giants of the e-commerce world. The first and I think most important is to source, or if it's feasible, manufacture a product line that is unique and not readily available all across the web. That's a great way to avoid getting into a price war and create a nice level of differentiation and even increase profit margins. Secondly, I think a lot of smaller businesses fail to realize that success comes from working smarter, not just harder. So to that end, there's a lot a retailer can do to create a nice level of automation around what are typically very manual processes, which will really allow them to scale and grow at a good pace.
And why would product information management be such an important aspect of running a successful e-commerce business?
Sure. So product information is typically the most cumbersome and manual task that an e-commerce retailer faces. Not only does it consume an immense amount of time and operating budget, but it also hampers a retailer's ability because it pulls both time and resources from revenue-generating activities and decreases the speed at which a retailer can roll out and introduce new products. So when looking at the role product information management plays, the ability to create both speed and efficiency can have a tremendous impact in that it will not only decrease operating costs and decrease operating time, but it will also allow the retailer to generate more top-line revenue.
Today we are with Matt Tortora, co-founder and CEO of ClaraStream, a provider of solutions built to offer online retailers a faster, easier, more efficient method of uploading and managing their product information here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Matt, what can you tell us about ClaraStream and how it can help online retailers?
Quite simply, ClaraStream is a web-based software application that has been built to address the challenge online retailers face of both uploading and managing their product information. By automating a lot of the processes commonly associated with product information management, we're able to save retailers selling online both time and money, as well as improve their ability to introduce more products and do so in a shorter period of time.
Good stuff. And lastly, what advice do you have from your experience for businesses who are looking to effectively grow their online presence?
Yeah, first and foremost, find a way to differentiate yourself from your competition and look to provide value to your customers in areas that other retailers either do not or cannot. Secondly, look to automate and streamline as many processes as possible. And that's not something that necessarily requires a lot of money or fancy software or even a great level of expertise to do, but really comes from more of a willingness to approach things in an unconventional manner. And lastly, persistence. Like any growing business, an e-commerce business takes a ton of work and a ton of persistence. So if you're willing to put in the hours and go through a little pain in the process, you'll eventually get the results you're looking for.
And before you go, if you would, how about sharing with our listeners where they can get more information about ClaraStream online and also to be in potential contact with you there as well?
Retailers can learn more about our product at clarastream.com. That's ClaraStream.com, and has full contact information as well as full information on the product and software application on the site.
Very good. Certainly it has been good to have had you today. We've been speaking with Matt Tortora, co-founder and CEO of ClaraStream, a provider of solutions built to offer online retailers a faster, easier, more efficient method of uploading and managing their product information. And the website of reference, once again, is simply ClaraStream.com. Matt, thanks so much for joining us here today on e-commerce radio, and also continued success to you and the company.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it.
And we did as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.